This lane inclined uphill all the way to hay. Having reached the middle, I sat down on a stile which led thence into a field. Gathering my mantle about me and sheltering my hands in my muff, I did not feel the cold, though it froze keenly, as was attested by a sheet of ice covering the causeway, where a little brooklet, now congealed, had overflowed after a rapid thaw some days since. From my seat I could look down on Thornfield. The grey and battlemented hall was the principal object in the vale below me. Its woods and dark rookery arose against the west. I lingered till the sun went down amongst the trees and sank crimson and clear behind them. I then turned eastward. On the hilltop above me sat the rising moon, pale yet as a cloud, but brightening momently. She looked over hay, which, half lost in trees, sent up a blue smoke from its few chimneys. It was yet a mile distant, but in the absolute hush I could hear plainly its thin murmurs of life. My ear, too, felt the flow of currents, in what dales and depths I could not tell, but there were many hills beyond hay, and doubtless many becks threading their passes. That evening, calm betrayed alike the tinkle of the nearest streams, the sough of the most remote. A rude noise broke out on these fine ripplings and whisperings, at once so far away and so clear. A positive tramp, tramp, a metallic clatter which effaced the soft wave wanderings, as in a picture the solid mass of a crag or the rough boles of a great oak, drawn in dark and strong in the foreground, effaced the aerial distance of azure hill, sunny horizon and blended clouds where tint melts into tint. The din was on the causeway. A horse was coming. The windings of the lane yet hid it, but it approached. I was just leaving the stile, yet as the path was narrow, I sat still to let it go by. In those days I was young, and all sorts of fancies, bright and dark, tenanted my mind. The memories of nursery stories were there, amongst other rubbish, and when they recurred, maturing youth added to them a vigour and vividness beyond what childhood could give. As this horse approached, and as I watched for it to appear through the dusk, I remembered certain of Bessie's tales, wherein figured a North of England spirit called a Gytrash, which in the form of horse, mule, or large dog, haunted solitary ways, and sometimes came upon belated travellers, as this horse was now coming upon me.